Oh my God, am I really going to go through with this? So shameless. The things I do for Dick. Not even a promise of Dick. Like, just an outside chance of Dick. I've betrayed my core values just to take a flyer on Dick. Well, whatever. I'm so pent up. I gotta try something. Can't ride a rocket for the rest of my life. And there's no turning back now. The genie's already out of the peroxide bottle. You got this, Blondie. Just gotta be bright, bubbly, charming self that you actually are not in real life. Fake it. Play a part. You're a good actress. Yeah? All that time spent smoking cigarettes on the wall in drama club had to be good for something, right? God, this is so weird. Dressing in colours. Skimpy pink tank top, flouncy white mini skirt, preppy little sneakers, and the fucking blondness of it all. All curly instead of silky and straight. I look like a bang bus Barbie. I mean, I also dressed like a porn star before, but it was kind of porn I'd watch, you know? I feel like a fish out of water without fishnets. I had to put the framed portrait of Edgar Allan Poe face down on the nightstand so he wouldn't see me like this. Well, here goes nothing. Time to see if this works or I'm just humiliated myself for no good reason again. What if he's not home? What if he is home but he's like screwing somebody in there? Fuck, what if a girl answers? Oh my God, maybe I should just. Oh. Hey neighbor, long time no see. Who am I? I'm the girl from up the hall. You know, apartment 9A. We always bump into each other in the mail room and then we try to move out of each other's way, but we always go in the same direction, like three different times. Then you look at me with those eyes and yeah, yes, I'm her. Oh, you didn't recognize me because I look different. Different how? Different good? Yeah, thought I'd try something different. Summer's ending, so I figured I'd brighten things up for fall. It'll be Halloween soon, and that's no time for black hair and dark eyeliner and pentagram choker. Fucking idiot. Why am I here? Yeah, I am on your package. Got your package by mistake. Yeah, this one right here in my hand. I stole, I mean, they delivered it to me this afternoon. Wrong address, I guess. You're 6, I'm 9. Common mistake, because they fit together so nicely. Just flip me upside down and come in. You want me to come in? Yeah, okay. Do I want to sit? Yeah, for sure. Sitting's good. Wow. Options. Didn't know this was a multiple choice. Where do I want to sit? Don't say his face, don't say his face. Your sofa looks good. Or a couch? Is it weird to call it a sofa? Is that a regional thing? Like dinner versus supper? fuck. Sit the fuck down, dipshit. Oh, you're sitting next to me. well, those are the chairs, but here you are. I guess it's working. What's working? I meant I'm working me. I'm working on a, fuck, what a bimbo's like thing. A new kind of dog. Yeah, to carry around in my purse. Canine husbandry is a hobby of mine. I'm crossbreeding a Pomeranian with a teacup chihuahua. Yeah, they're really going at it. Just fucking non-stop. Don't even try and cockblock them or you'll get your fingers nipped. Right, my goal is to create a new breed of dog so small that you can barely see it with the human eye. Just constantly getting looked at in my handbag like lip gloss. Wild cherry, by the way. My lips aren't black anymore. Why would they be black? That'd mean the cherries were like rotten, right? Ew, gross. You liked the black lipstick? Oh. Okay, full disclosure, I wasn't spying or anything, but I saw your girlfriend here and there around the building. The one you broke up with, or she broke up with you, whatever, whichever, not my business. But, I mean, she kind of looked like this. Blonde, bright, breezy. Like she was at all times ready to get bent over the net by her tennis instructor. And she acted like, I guess, how I was trying to act. But I'm not even good at it. Bratty, a little bitchy, even but not like super mean. One time when I was coming home with groceries, the bag split open and a can of soup rolled right up to her feet. She nudged it back at me. I gave her a little head nod, like, sup. I'm sorry. Is that like trauma dumping about the soup? I just feel so lost right now. Like, I don't even know who I am anymore. I shouldn't have done this. I was just trying to be more your type, I guess. I don't have the usual cool, calm, collected goth vibe. I mean, I like the aesthetic, but there's maybe a tiny bit of that, but I overthink, get in my own head, which I'm clearly doing right now. Oh god, why am I even admitting all this to you? You probably think I'm super weird. I should go. Sorry, I'm sorry. Here's your packet, let me just... Oh. You liked me better before. Great. That makes it even worse, doesn't it? I've screwed everything up so bad. Made a complete arse of myself. I won't bother you anymore. If you'll excuse me, I'll literally go fuck myself. What do you mean it's a good thing? It's not a good thing at all. You like I'm so desperate. I ruined my hair. My makeup, my clothes. You like finding out I'm so spineless, I just sell out my principles to try and impress you. You like that I've apparently made myself unfuckable. Okay, I guess you preferred the real me, sure, but where was that getting me? We barely ever even spoke to each other until now. I mean, yeah, I suppose you did have a girlfriend until like a week or two ago, and you weren't gonna go beating down my door the moment you broke up. Gotta be like a grace period. Fuck, I'm so stupid. I'm gonna go this time, for real. I need to go cry. Oh, wow. Did I just moan? I'm sorry if I moaned. Why did you do that? Please, please don't pity me. I don't want that. I don't need that. If that's why you're doing this. Okay, if you promise, I believe you. I'll sit back down if you want me to. If this is like weird for you, the way I look, if it reminds you of her or whatever, we don't have to do anything. Just give it a couple days and I can fix it. Go back to normal. I'm sure my hair will be frizzled and fried as fuck, but I'll figure something. Every time you do that, I melt. Are you sure this is what you want? And not just what I want, because. Oh my fucking god. You're on your knees. Yeah, I'll spread my legs and put my sneakers up on the coffee table. I'm so embarrassed, but so wet. I'm embarrassed by how wet I am. Oh my fucking god. I forgot about the panties. Mortifying. Don't look. I have never once worn a thong before. Did I even put it on right? The little dental floss part goes in the back here. I guess the front doesn't cover much up either. The way you just tucked the fabric between my puffy, pursy lips like that. Fuck, I'm so turned on. Please don't tease me. I know I deserve it, but please don't fucking tease me. I can't handle that right now. Oh my fucking god. Shut up. Yeah, I guess the carpet doesn't match the drapes anymore. Must have forgotten to bleach that little bush in all the excitement. And yet, a trace of the true self exists in the false self. At least my pussy's still goth. That's the part you're going to play with the most, right? Oh fuck. I guess that's my answer. Oh, the way those warm lips just came at me. You pulled those pink panties to one side and dove right in. Can't believe this is happening. My legs are already shaking. Oh, holy shit, yes. French kiss my fucking clit. Do you know how long I've dreamed of this? Sweeping my fingers through your hair, pulling my knees up while you eat me out. I don't want to come yet, but I'm so excited. Go slow. Go slow, okay? I take back what I said. Tease me a little. Don't ruin me in like 60 seconds. It's too embarrassing. Oh my god, no. Your fingers, too. My pussy's such a fucking traitor. I'm trying to play it cool, but you're making me drip honey like a fucking beehive. I don't even care anymore. Lap it all up. Lick that little slick clean, please. I'm gonna come so hard. I'm gonna cry happy tears. Oh my god. Your fingers curling like that. Calling me over to you. Beckoning me into your mouth. God damn. The way the tips of your tongue flicks my throbbing clit while you suck. Oh, it's so fucking good. Here, I'll hold my panties to one side for you, okay? Squeeze my thighs and eat me like your fucking dinner or supper, whatever you call it. Pull me right up against your face like I'm all you've ever wanted. Grind your nose against my clit and tongue punch my wet little box until I squeal your name. Oh my fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna Embarrass me worse than I already embarrassed myself. I want to be a needy, messy girl. Make me squirt for the first time. Make me ruin your couch and feel bad about it. Make me come in your mouth. Yes. Holy shit. Perfect. You're fucking perfect. I've never come like that before. Oh my god. Not with anyone. Not even with the vibrator I pretended your dick. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wrap my legs around your neck and squeeze so hard. It was reflex. You made the whole room start spinning, and I had to hang on. Are you okay? No complaints, huh? Good. Come up here and sit with me then. I'll give you something else too, not to complain about. Your turn now. You broke my brain with your mouth, so I'm going to return the favor. Even if you preferred the original flavor, I feel like you're not going to say no to this head of bottle blonde hair bobbing on your lap. Since I'm currently cosplaying as whatever the hell I am, let's lean into it. I'll just lay on my tummy, put my head in your lap, kick my cute little sneakers up in the air, and lick your dick like a lollipop. When I'm back to normal, I'll suck the eternal soul out of you. But today, you get a bubbly blowjob from a blonde bimbo. A once-in-a-lifetime treat. From me, at least. Rub it while I suck you. That's so hot. Tuck your finger under that soaked little thong and play with my panties while I make your dick disappear. Bunch of that poor tormented hair in your hand and make a ponytail. I probably should have done pigtails or something extra slutty, huh? Sorry, it's my first day being blonde. Yummy cucks literally got my mouth watering. Can I drool on your balls and suck those too? My god. You dick to it. Don't come up in the air. I don't need jizz in my hair. In addition to everything else. We'll wait until I'm goth again for that. I want to be all dark and dreadful when you ruin me with a huge messy facial. The black hair and runny mascara will really make your ropes pop. Literally, both. Literally, and like. Artistically. But this time, that big load in these footballs is going right into this blonde girl's hungry belly. You ready to share, neighbour? Can I borrow a cup of flour and a quart of coal? You like when I look up at you with your dick in my mouth? You're squeezing my ass pretty hard there. Tensing up for that big finish. I want you to use me. Wrap my hair around your face and make me a little suck puppet. Put my head wherever you need it and jack off your dick with my mouth. Up and down, up and down. Till you feed me fat, creamy throat pie. Delicious, so much. Thought it was gonna come out of my nose. Well, that was your very first suck job, courtesy of the goth girl from 9A. How are we feeling? Thumbs up? Wow, two thumbs up. You're spoiling me. Leave some room to improve, maybe. So, does this make us official? I know we're just getting to know each other, but I'd like to give this a shot. I can live with only being a rebound, but I fuck much better when there are feelings involved. Nice! How about I hit reset on my vibe, and then we can have a proper date Saturday night? I'll make you forget all about what's her name. The soup can kicker. Yay! Alright, I'm gonna bounce then. I've got a lot of work to do. Fix my hair, do my makeup, burn these clothes. Mwah. Okay, bye. Next time you see me, I'll be unrecognizable. I'll have to shove your dick down my throat and jog your memory.